The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, teaches us. Amar Bavu, Amar B'Shem Ben Lakish. Legabel. When it comes to a dough, in other words, if somebody was hired to make a dough, and the kalim that are being used, that the person who asked them to make the dough are not tahar, how much does he have to go in order to make the kalim tahor? Legabel ulatfila, which we're going to be speaking in this year extensively about, ulatilas yadayim, or to wash natilas yadayim in order to eat. The shir is arba milim, that you have to walk 4 milim to be able to fulfill these requirements. Before we get into the subject of our shir, our Gemara speaks about dalam milim. Our Gemara, soon as we will learn, speaks about 1 mil. And mil is a shir that's mentioned quite often throughout Shas. So we need to know exactly how much is a mil. So Bia Halacha in Simen Tuf Nun Tes, Divrei HaMaskel HaRavi Shir, quotes three opinions, Machlokes Rishonim, what is the Shir mil. The Bia Halacha says that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that a mil is 18 minutes. There's another opinion that says that it's 24 minutes. And a third opinion is that it's 22 and a half minutes. The Bia Halacha over there is referring to baking matzahs. And he says that, therefore, we should, lechumra, as we know is the minig, bake matzahs within 18 minutes. Because lechumra, we should consider a mil to be 18 minutes. And the Gemara here, and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, taught us that matzahs have to be baked in the shir mil. The Chazon Ish says that it's not just that we're going with Chumrah, because according to the Mishnah Berurah, in a situation where it took longer than 18 minutes, but less than 22 and a half minutes, or less than 24 minutes, according to the Bi'ah Halacha, those matzahs would be kosher matzahs. The Chazon Ish, however, felt 18 minutes is not just a chumrah. 18 minutes is what the halacha requires, that a mil is 18 minutes. I did see that there's a fourth opinion in the Rishonim, the opinion of the Rizal, that the shir mil is even less. The shir mil is 15 minutes. And that's why I saw that the Minchas Elazar was makpid that he should have his matzahs baked within 15 minutes. Again, following the Schumridiga, more serious shear of 15 minutes. Continues the Gemara. V'amra Abnach Bayitzchuk, Aiva Amra. This Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bayitzchuk, this halacha was taught by Aivra. And he said this halacha, not regarding three subjects, which we just discussed, legabel, ulatfila, ulatil shidayim, three, but it's really regarding four subjects. V'chad v'nayu, what is the fourth subject? Ibud. It refers to the halacha of Ibud, which we'll see right now, the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. V'kulan, if we have a piece of hide which is still soft and edible, and therefore since it's soft and edible, if it's the hide of an animal which is a nevela, that hide will have tumas nevela. The halacha is she'ibdon, if somebody worked with that leather, or she'hilach behen kedei avoida, or he trampled it, the mount that it takes for working on it, tahirim. They're not considered anymore basar, that should have tumas nevela. They're considered leather. Chutz me'ar adam, human skin has a different halacha. Omar, Rav Aiba, Omar Abyanai. So says on this Rav Aiba, Omar Abyanai. What is this? Kedei shehilach abamilin. That how much time is it considered that it's no longer hide, but it's no longer basar, but it's leather, if they were worked on the amount of time of abamilin. Continues the Gemara. This halacha that we learned, that for tefillah, for netilas yadayim, you have to walk arba milim, says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef Reb Chanino, lo shana lefanav. If I'm walking in a certain direction, then in order to be able to daven tefillah, we'll speak in a moment what that means, in order to wash my hands, I have to go an extra dalaminim. Aval achrof, if it's in the opposite direction, I'm walking in the opposite direction of where I'm going, I feel a mil and a chayzer, I don't have to walk a mil. Comments the Gemara, Amar of Ach Omino, milhu dein a chayzer. I don't have to walk in the wrong direction a mil. Ha, pachs a mil, less than a mil. Chayzer, I do have to walk even if it's in the wrong direction. So as we said a moment ago, as we learned a moment ago, the first halacha that the Gemara says regarding tefillah, regarding walking, is regarding tefillah. And there's a machlokes rishonim. What does the Gemara mean when it says letefillah? Some rishonim say that it's referring to Tosfos and Masechet Chulin, Daf Chof Bei Kuf Chabeis on the Beis, Devarei Maskil leGabel. Says that it's referring that the halacha is that if somebody has to go to the mikveh, somebody has tumas keri, he has to walk, if it's in the direction that he's going, dalaminim, to go to the mikveh before he davens, if it's in the wrong direction, up to a mil. Even though we know that the Gemara teaches us Masechta Brachos, that they were mevatel tefillas Ezra, so how can we say that that's what this Gemara means? So Tosfos says they were only in Mevatel Tefillas Ezra for learning Torah and for Kriyas Shema, but not for Tefillah. The Tefillah you have to go to the mikveh if you need to. The Ritva says that what the Gemara here means is that if a person has to relieve himself, when may he daven, may he not daven, that if he could hold himself back the amount of time, a dalaminim, he's allowed to daven, otherwise he's not allowed to daven. The problem with this pshat is obvious, that we just also learned in the Gemara, that the Gemara differentiates between Lefanov and Laachrov. If we're learning that the halacha is how much, when may you daven if you need to relieve yourself, and when may you not daven if you need to relieve yourself, why is there a difference of Lefanov and Laachrov? So the Ritva, who does learn this pshat, is going to have to explain that the distinction the Gemara makes between Lefanov and Laachrov is not regarding tefillah, but it's only regarding the Netilas Yadayim. But as we just obviously see, these two pshatim have problems. The problem that we're saying that we're referring to Tefillas Ezra is difficult because we know that Chazal were mevatel Tefillas Ezra. The pshat that we're saying that it's referring to go to needing to relieve oneself, we don't understand the difference between Lefanov and Laachrov. The Eshkol says it's referring to when one has to say Tefillas HaDerech. Again, the same problem exists. Then why is there a difference between Lefanov and Laachrov? Another pshat is that the halacha is, the one is, and as we will discuss in a moment, the halacha is one is supposed to daven tefillah b'tzibur in a beis haknesses. But what happens if there is no minyan available? But even though there is no minyan available, he could still go to daven in a beis haknesses. And therefore, some rishonim suggest that the Hilchos Gedolos suggest what the Gemara here means to say is that even if you're not going to have a minyan,
But you have the opportunity to daven in a base of Knesses.
If it's lefonov, walk dalaminim. If it's laachrov, walk a mil. Barashi learns pshat in the Gemara that what the Gemara here is referring to is regarding tefillah b'tzibur.
And that if somebody is on the road and he needs to, and he didn't daven yet, in order to be able to daven with a minyan, he should walk, if it's in the direction that he's walking anyway, dalad milim. And if he needs to walk in the opposite direction, he should walk a mil.
And that's the halacha that is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim, Simen Tzadik Sift Hezayin. It says in the Shulchan Aruch HaKholuch B'derech, V'Higil Iyev Roitz Lolomba, he comes to a city where he wants to stay. Im Lefonav Adal Milim, Mokim Shemispalim B'yud, if he could walk 4 milim in that direction, in the direction he's traveling anyway, and he'll have a minyan, tzorach leilch l'sham, he should walk in that direction. Well, achr tzorach lachzer ad mil, in the opposite direction from where he's going, he should walk a mil, k'day l'spal b'yod, in order to daven with a minyan. And before we get into some of the comments the Mishnah Berurah makes, yesh mish oimer, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Zayin, shmikoshkein, if you wake up in the morning and you could daven the tefillah b'tzibur, don't leave that city. If you could arrive at your destination during the day, you won't have to travel alone. Of course, first daven the minyan. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a number of points. He says that this is only by day, where it's not dangerous to travel. But at night, if it's dangerous to go out, this halacha doesn't apply. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that these halachas only apply that by traveling I won't miss the Zman Krishma or Tefillah. But if I'm going to miss the Zman Krishma or Tefillah, of course I should never miss the Zman Krishma or Tefillah. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, there's a difference between Shachris and Ma'irif. By Shachris, where it's during the day, you're supposed to try to get to the minyan. At night, at least where they lived, where it was dangerous to travel at night. So then, says the Mishnah Berurah, we could be more lenient in making him go to a minyan, in not making him go to a minyan. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch spoke about Lefonav L'Achrav, in the direction I'm traveling and in the opposite direction. What about with Stodim to the sides? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's not in the direction to which I'm going, it doesn't make a difference if it's the side or the back or the opposite direction. It's considered la'achrov. However, I saw that the Paiskim do point out that if it really doesn't change my route so significantly, then let's Stodim have a din like Lefonov. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, what about if somebody's at home? If somebody's at home, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's considered like la'achrov. Because I'm not traveling. So Chazal said, if I'm not traveling, I have to go la'achrov a mil. But a mil, I do have to go, even if it's in the wrong, even if I'm at home or in the wrong direction. So of course, the most fundamental question that we need to discuss when we discuss this halacha is when we speak about dalad milim, or 1 mil, how is that to be measured? Is it measured in a distance, or is it measured in time? And the Paiskim all seem to say that it's measured in time. So dalad milim, if we go back to what we discussed at the beginning of this year, the Mishnah Berurah says it's 18 minutes, so 4 times 8 is 72. 1 mil is 18 minutes. There's a Gevaldige Raya from Rabbeinu David, a Rishon, from our Gemara, that the time is measured, that it's measured in time, not in distance. Because as we just learned in our Gemara,
The Gemara included also the shear of the Abbe, to walk on the leather. Now, when you talk about walking on leather, nobody's walking in any direction. You're just standing and stamping on the letter, on the leather. And yet that Gemara calls Dalam Milim. So we see that Milim, says Rebbeinu David, is not measured in distance, but rather it's measured in time. There are Paiskim that want to differentiate between a person who's riding in a car or on a horse in those times versus someone who's walking. When you're walking, we measure in distance. When we're in a car or in a way or on a horse, we measure it in time. And certainly nowadays we measure it in time. Because that's how most people get around, by car or whatever. Although I did see that the Paiskim say that if you're not traveling in your own car and you're traveling on public transportation, and if you get off to get to a minyan, it'll be difficult to get another bus or another train. And if we take into consideration the time you'll have to wait for other bus or train, it'll be more than a mil or more than dalam milim. We could be makel. Furthermore, the Paiskim suggest that maybe we could be makel in a situation where it'll cost money. That means if I'm going on the road and I'm going to have to get off where I am to go daven, and I'm going to have to pay again, Chazal didn't require us to have to pay again. On the other hand, the Paiskim make a very important point, and that is that we're saying the shear is a mil. We're saying the shear is, if you're at home, the shear is a mil. You only have to travel a mil to go to shul. So the Paiskim say, what happens if somebody lives in a big city and it's a big city without many shuls, and the shul is more than a mil away from where he lives? It's certainly a significant distance for him to get to the shul. And if we're going to follow this shear, he'll never go to daven tefillah b'tzibur. What is the halacha? So the Paiskim say that certainly the point of this halacha is not to exclude somebody from having to have to daven to tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore, the Paiskim say that there's a child's tshuvas b'tzela chochma, chelik dalid simen chof aleph, that says that in a city, even if you're at home, as long as it's less than dalid milim, and as we're saying, we're measuring in time, not in distance, as long as the shul is within 72 minutes of your home, by car, you have to go daven, and that's not called la'achrov, that we should only count 18 minutes. It's a interesting tshuva there, because he also speaks about schar halicha, about going to the further shul, because going to shul that's further from your home, you get schar halicha for going to that shul. But he does say you don't have to walk more than a mil to go to that shul. Furthermore, he says that even though there's a concept of schar licha, that's only when you're home. When you're on the road, which we're discussing, then there's no concept of schar halicha. He also says that even a person who normally drives to shul, every once in a while he should walk to shul, because that shows how much he loves going to shul. And it will bring, and that is in category of schar halicha. Furthermore, the Tzais HaShulchan paskins that all of these halachas are only said when he knows that by going the mil or the dalam milim, whatever the situation is, there's going to be a minyan. But if he is going to travel and not even know if he's going to find a minyan,
then he doesn't have to travel this distance. I do, however, have to say that we quoted at the beginning of the shiur the opinion of the Knesset HaGdoila that says that just to go to shul to daven, even if you're not going to daven b'minyan, is a worthy exercise. So then according to the Knesset HaGdoila, you should also go to shul, and if you won't find a minyan, at least you'll daven b'minyan. Furthermore, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and the Shaul Satshuvas Silmas Chaim Simon Kuf Chof Gimel says that it's only if you're going to get to shul in time to daven. If you're going to miss most of the davening, then you don't have to do all of this traveling if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur anyway. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says on Sif Yud Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch that we learned that even if a person gets up early in the morning, so when he got up early in the morning, it isn't yet the Zman Tefillah, still says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the person, if at all possible, should not leave his home and his town in order to daven. In order and miss minyan, he should stay, if at all possible, in order to daven the minyan. But then there's a very important question that I saw the Paiskim discuss. Here we're speaking about Tefillah B'Tzibur. What happens if somebody's going on vacation? So if somebody's going on a business trip, or he's going for medical reasons, and he's going to have to travel to a place with ism, no minyan, he has to do what he has to do. But what about going to vacation, on vacation to a place where there is no minyan? So Rav Vozner Shlita and the Shas of Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelik Vov, Simen Chof Aleph discusses that issue. And he says that of course you have to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. And he has a Gval de Garaya. There's a very famous Gemara, the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Zayin on the base, that Rebbe Lezer couldn't find a minyan and he freed his Eved, and the Gemara goes into a discussion how you allowed to free your Eved Kanani, lo'ilam behem tavoidu, and you shouldn't be allowed to free your Eved. And he says, the Gemara says, mitzvah derabim, the mitzvah of davening tefillah b'tzibur supersedes everything else. Says Rav Vozner, if you have such an easy excuse not to daven tefillah b'tzibur, so how do you call a mitzvah the rabbin? So he says, from here we see just the opposite. Avada, you have to daven tefillah b'tzibur, and you should never travel to a place that you're going to miss davening tefillah b'tzibur. I also saw a tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas and Chagas, Chelik Beis Simen Samach Gimel. Again, he speaks about somebody who goes on vacation. He says, Chas v'shalom to go on vacation and not daven tefillah b'tzibur. He says the only excuse that he would accept for somebody to miss tefillah b'tzibur, and so finish what he says, even that he says that, is in a situation where the person learning will be affected if he's going to daven tefillah b'tzibur. There's only a minyan and a time that won't work out with his learning schedule. And even that, he says, a person should not, on a regular basis, miss tefillah b'tzibur and because of his learning. There's also, I saw a tshuva from a Moshe in the Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Chelik Beis Simen Chav Zayin. Interestingly, I saw the Rav Moshe questions somewhat this psak that we quoted from the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah says that somebody who's at home is considered like la'achrov and only needs to travel a mil. Rav Moshe is not so convinced with that approach. Rav Moshe says you can't compare somebody who's traveling on the road and you should make him travel in the wrong direction. That's when Chazal said he doesn't have to travel more than a mil, versus an individual, says Rav Moshe, who's sitting at home And if he's sitting at home, he should be matriach himself, maybe, to go a mil. Rav Moshe has a very interesting approach there. He says maybe it shouldn't be a mil, but it shouldn't have to be dalam milim. But Rav Moshe says, since in our Gemara that we just learned, we don't find any other shiurim other than a mil or a dalam milim, so it should be a... So he accepts the Mishnah Berurah's psak, but questions it. And then Rav Moshe goes on to this discuss. He says, we know that every Jew needs to be mispalel. Every Jew has needs, and he has to daven to Hashem for what he needs. So he says, in times where people were great people, maybe their tefillah, if they had an excuse, not to daven tefillah but tzibur, we could accept such an excuse. But nowadays, where we aren't on that madrega, there were true talmid chachamim, says Rav Moshe, and furthermore today, he disagrees with what we just learned from Rav Moshe Sternbuch. We don't have anybody, he says, who's in the category of Torasoi Umnasoi. And he says, Tefillah B'Tzibur supersedes learning. Tefillah B'Tzibur should always be daven, even if it doesn't work into your learning schedule. We can't be sure that our tefillah will be answered any other way. And I did also see a tshuva for Rav Moshe Sternbuch and the tshuvas for Anhagas, Simen Tzadik Ches, Chelek Aleph. He says, the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who was the father of all yeshivas, he says, never missed tefillah b'tzibur. One time he was in a place where he couldn't find a minyan, and he specially rented horses and wagons to get to a place where he could daven tefillah b'tzibur. He also says the Rav Chaim Volozhin, the Ruach Chaim, on Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Yitches, says that a person should go, if he knows that where he lives is, there is no minyan only early in the morning, he should go to sleep early in order to daven tefillah b'tzibur, rather than stay up late and learning. Again, and he says, Ulkay, his hartim oid, lovelis bala b'tzibur gimel b'pam b'yoyim dafka. 3 times a day you have to daven, not just shachris. V'kem b'tfil b'tzibur marzikim kal yisrael b'yahadis. That's how we keep kal yisrael strong with our religion. And then he adds, v'zeh gam skulim oid l'arichas yomim. Davening tfil b'tzibur will bring us all arichas yomim. And therefore, of course, we should do everything in our power to always be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur.